This is the Midwest Happy Hour. Cheers!
Hey, welcome to you.
Okay, really quickly. I think right after this, we're going to re-record our intro.
Oh.
And I have an idea for what it's going to be, but we can share it afterwards. But who knows, maybe when you're listening to this, you've already heard our new intro, because you know what's funny? I liked it in the very beginning, but now that we're a year in, I'm like embarrassed by it.
Yeah, it's just like, who were those people?
Right, we've totally evolved.
Who even was that? Because it didn't sound like me.
Or me, it's like...
Welcome to the Midwest Happy Hour.
We're your hosts?
Nah, 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 nah.
Yikes.
That sounds like I have too many teeth in my mouth.
So I like that we're now a year in.
We're a year in. Cheers. And welcome to the Midwest Happy Hour, everybody.
Yes, cheers. And now it's time for an intro upgrade, and that's it for now.
And that's freaking it.
And I think that's the beauty of things. You get to evolve and change. And
you're going
to
cheers me again?
Yeah.
We're having drinks.
I'm drinking.
I'm having a Cayman Jack in a bottle. The ones in the bottle are better than the can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Souter Holmes.
Shit wine.
Cab wine. Okay, so here's the thing, everyone. If you haven't been following, I'm assuming everyone that's currently listening has followed. So.
This is your first episode. Hi.
Hello. I haven't been drinking. But I got like four little... Like a glass, like each bottle is a glass of wine, the little four pack of that, because I was making pot roast and I needed a cup of red wine. So I got those specifically for things like that because I haven't been drinking and I don't want to buy a full bottle just to use on
food.
Yes. I have learned a lot through this whole alcohol experience thing. And I didn't know how long I was going to last.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to get into, like, what happened, right?
Yeah, get into it.
So I went – Flint and I went down to the Stockyards in Texas, so Fort Worth. And we – for, like, a bachelor combined party. It's also spouses. I know. Why is this?
I'm going to get it. You keep talking. Okay.
And so, it was a bachelor plus significant others party. So there was like 22 people there or something wild like that. Anyway, so we go down there and I had kept thinking in my head like, I wonder if I will drink. I kind of don't want to. I don't know. We'll see. So then we get down there Thursday and I was like, you know what? Flint and I are having a date night. I'm just going to have one glass of wine because I have now put like stipulations around like alcohol, like when we drink, like things like that. And I was like, well, this is perfect because I don't have my kids. They're not, like, they're back in Illinois. They're safe and sound.
With me.
And, exactly. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to have a glass of wine. That it was lovely. I had it with, we had Mexican. It was fantastic.
Nice pairing.
And I liked the red wine and it was perfect. I had one glass. I didn't crave more. And then we walked around and we waited for Catherine and like all of them to finish their dinner. Yeah. And then we met up with them. And then it was 9 o'clock and we were like, we're tired. So then we went back to the hotel and we went to sleep.
Well, you did fly in that day. Like, to be fair, it was an early day.
It was a long day.
Yeah.
And then we woke up Friday. Friday morning.
The day after Thursday.
And then we went and got breakfast at like, or like brunch. I like 10:30, 11, and then the girls got mimosas, and I was like, you know what? I'll have a mimosa. And then I had a mimosa, and then we were walking around, and it had been like multiple hours, and you can drink and walk around the Stockyards. So they all got beers, and they were like, Lacey, do you want a beer? And I like hesitated. I don't know these people, and I just like panicked. I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm not really drinking. I don't know. So I was like, oh yeah, sure.
You know,
so
then, no is also a complete sentence. Like
1000%. I think I was just
caught up in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were like,
yeah. And they, and I was like, yeah, I'll just have whatever you have. And they were drinking like this blonde IPA. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so heavy. I couldn't finish it.
Yeah. Ew.
Previous Lacey
would have had a great time with that blonde.
Loved it. I used to love blonde IPAs. Like, they are so yummy. And it did taste fine. I couldn't even drink half of it.
You were like, I'm over this.
Yeah, I'm over it. And then I decided to, and then I kind of like just drank with the crowd. Like, every once in a while, I'd have, like, a drink here and there, yeah, whatever. And then by the end, okay, so then, I don't really know where I'm going with this or, like, what I really want to say. Besides, we went to one bar and I went to go order, like, a Topo Chico because I was also drinking Michelob Ultra and I used to drink Michelob Ultra. I did not enjoy it. It was like, this is not good. So when you take, like, a long break and, like, re-enter it back into your life, I don't know if my taste buds changed or my perception of alcohol changed, so then my taste buds changed with it, like, type of thing. Like, right, knowing that...
Well, especially because you're not going to drink, like, 50 of them, so you want, like... Right. Like, and I want one good one.
So I went and ordered a Topo Chico from this bartender, and it's, like, a busy bar. And it's this woman, she comes up, she's like, what would you like, dear? And I was like, oh, I just want a Topo Chico. She's like, what flavor? I'm like, I don't care. Just grab one. And so she goes and grabs it, and I get the cash out to hand it to her, and she goes, no, it's on me. And I was like, oh.
Thank you so much. Do you respect me for not drinking?
That's lovely. And then Flint ended up going back to the hotel at some point. And then the girls and the guys split up.
Mm-hmm.
So then we, like, we were bar hopping, but it felt like we were chasing something that we were never going to find.
What do you mean, type the of whole thing. Group?
No, or like, the group of girls, you. It'd be like, we go into a bar, we get a drink, then it felt like 15 minutes later, we were like, all right, on to the next bar. And it's like, I'm not trying to chug and, like, go and whatever. And I think that the goal was to try to find a spot that wasn't, like, because a lot of the bars that we were going to were, like, clubs. Yeah. And it's like, Fort Worth, come on. Like, I just want live music.
I just want to
sit there and I want to listen to music.
Chill.
And just, like, be with some cool chicks. Because right. I was. Like, the group was really cool.
Right, right.
And, but it was just, like, we kept trying to chase something. And then I was like, I just don't like this feeling. I am now, like, a little bit too tipsy, and I don't even like this feeling. I don't, like, I'm not enjoying this. It's time to go. So
it's
then
3 in the afternoon.
No, this was like midnight.
Okay.
This was midnight. So then I went back to the hotel.
Yeah.
But I woke up at 5 and I slept like garbage. And I woke up at 5 feeling not great. And I did not get drunk. I just remember feeling not good. And I was like, I don't crave this. I would have rather gone home with Flint at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And
missed out, quote.
And yeah, in quotes, missed out. But it's like, you're not that hour, 2 hours, you're not missing out.
The hours between 10 and 12 is like, it's rough. You don't know what's. And I, like, on the bar side of it, is like when I'm working at the bar and it's not busy, especially now that we have two bars, right? So, like, typically people will come in and they'll eat at mm-hmm. one place and then they'll go, like, party at the next mm-hmm. or whatever. And it's like, if people are already there and they're drinking from, like, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, you know, 11, yeah. 12, whatever, that's fine. They're fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
Everybody's fine that comes into the bar, honestly, unless I tell you to leave, then you're not fine, obviously. But right. When people pull up and they come in between the hours of, like, 10-ish and, like, 11, mm-hmm. 12, like, if you're pulling up to come into the bar at midnight, you're probably – I probably shouldn't be serving you already.
Right.
Like, you probably shouldn't be there anyways. Like, yeah. If you're just showing up to the bar at 11, like, you already made bad choices to get yourself here.
And, again, it's like, why do we want to drink that much? It's like you're drinking to try to – create
the party,
yes, or like something to happen.
Yeah.
And it's like,
catch me doing it probably next weekend.
And it, like, it just doesn't make sense to me anymore in the stage of
God,
life.
We still do it. We'll party at one place and then
I don't want to get drunk and be an idiot. I don't want to get drunk and have an awful night's sleep. I don't want to get drunk and I don't want to wake up hungover and feel like garbage and my body hate me because literally there's nothing good in alcohol. I repeat, there's nothing good for you.
I thought that they said a glass of wine a day keeps the doctor away.
Hilarious.
That's what they said.
It's true in Italy.
Okay.
No, so that was my experience with, like, drinking. And then the next day on Saturday, I had a mimosa with breakfast and then I had one beer on, like, the bike pedal thing and that was it.
Oh, yeah, your little pedal car.
Yeah. That's fun. I believe that was it. Yeah. And then we, like, went to bed pretty early because our flight was early.
Right.
And you had to come back and pick up
your chickens. And Slut Night ended our night having chamomile tea in bed.
They were going to say sex. I was like, obviously.
No, just it's just a hotel. So
no, but also, like, I also just think about how, like, I truly think, like, THC is better for you than alcohol in a lot of different ways. But I think it's, like, also the consistent use of anything. It probably isn't that great for you. Like, when you think of, like, THC, it probably does something.
The consistent use of water is bad for you?
Too much. You can flood your kidneys.
Those damn kidneys.
Watch your check yourself. No, before you I don't know. Yourself. I just think, like this one glass of wine, like, will give me the effect of, like, a relaxation that I like, that I don't want to get, like, I don't want to go any further.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes if I do, like, weed, then I'm a little bit too high. I'm like, fuck.
You're like, I'm going to take this further.
Yeah. And sometimes it mellows me out too much. And then I'm like,
what do you mean mellows you out too much? You're going to pass zombie. Out? You're like a heroin addict? You're over there like,
mom took too much THC, like, boys.
Did I take too much THC? I'm about to pass out. I feel like a bad mom.
You're going
to
pass out on too much weed stuff?
From being sleepy?
I don't think weed from too much. It doesn't make your heart race. It makes you sleepy.
It's like a mix of both.
I was going to say. Like,
sometimes, like, so say I eat, like, smoke a little bit before bed, and then I lay down and my mind's racing. I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't have done that. But then it, like,
then you get over it after, like, 15 minutes. You're like, okay, now I can go to sleep.
Yeah. Sure. No, but that was just such a, it was interesting to, like, be able to actually think about drinking while I was drinking and just observe it.
Yeah.
Observe the feeling, observe the situation, and reevaluate. Because, again, I think that was the whole point of, like, taking that break. Just to see.
Yeah.
But anywho, so, oh my gosh, I don't know if I told you.
What?
So it was the night that, the last night that we were there. So we went to the rodeo, and I was sober at the rodeo, and it was great.
I love the rodeo in Fort Worth.
It was so great. The bull riders were right in front of us. I was in the first row right there, which kind of sucked because the bars were right there, so I couldn't really see that well. Anyway, but, like, then, like, jacking themselves up, like, to get on the bull, it was like, this is insane. It was really cool. And then we go out, and Flynn and I were debating on, do we just go back to the hotel now or no? And I was like, well, let's just go to the next bar, because I don't want to leave too early,
right,
and be like that person that is like a party pooper. I don't know.
You are the matron of honor.
So we go to this basement bar, and so you go down the stairs, and it's like this bar, and the bouncer, like, looks at your ID. You go down in there. So we went down in there, and it was packed. So it turned out it was just really packed in the very front. People weren't just going in.
They were just walking in and standing there instead of going through the crowd.
But you couldn't tell that by just walking in. So we walked in, and Flynn and I were like, I don't know if we can do this. While, like, all the girls, like, kind of forged their way through. And I was like, I don't know if I want to be doing this. And so then, literally, maybe a few minutes after we got down there, Lee, one of the groomsmen, was standing next to Flint, and we were like, yeah, I don't know if we're gonna stick around. And then the bouncer comes down and says, hey, you guys all need to scoot in.
Yeah.
And as he's saying that, again, in my head, I'm thinking there's no space in the back, and I'm,
oh my god, you start getting a freak out moment.
Like, and I go, Flint, we're out of here. I am not scooting in there.
To get claustrophobic as fuck.
Yes, I go, I am good. And also, is there an emergency exit? I'm thinking, what if a fire happens? What if something happens? Like, I'm stuck.
You know, if you're hammered, you wouldn't be thinking about any of that.
I was thinking about the emergency exits. And then, so I, like, Lee's like, hey, like, it was good to meet you guys. Like, we're saying bye to him. And okay, this is Lee, this microphone, standing here. I'm standing right here, and we're, like, saying bye, and I could see his eyes, like, looking past me, and I was like, wait,
what are you looking at?
I was like, what'd you say? Because he was, like, saying something to me.
Yeah.
Like, saying something like bye or whatever, and I was like, wait, what'd you say? And it was loud on there, so I couldn't really hear him. He was, like, looking past me. All of a sudden, I see him. He, like, grabs me and tries to twist me, and the bouncer and this guy start getting in a fight. Whoa. And I get
smushed up against this like jukebox looking thing, and like Lee's like trying to like save you from this situation. He literally saved my life. I would have been trampled onto the ground 1000%.
And so what was happening was,
so when the bouncer came down and told people to scoot in, one drunk guy bumped into another drunk guy. Fuck. And then they got pissed, and then they started arguing, and the bouncer was like, dude, you're out of here, get out of here.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, no, I'm not getting out of here. And then so the bouncer was like trying to rip him out.
He's like, yes, you are.
And so we had to wait
because there's like a whole situation. So we happening.
Had to wait for him to like drag this guy up the stairs. And then while that's happening, another guy's trying, like talking to the bartender, like, or the other bouncer, if there was one actually in there, like they were getting into it. And I was like, Flint, we're out of here. So then, and there's videos of this, like some random lady's videoing this whole thing from the very top of the stairs, and you see Flint and I come up, and I'm like walking up the stairs like my heart was pounding so fast. I almost got trampled by these two giant men fighting. So anyway, we get up and go to the top of the stairs, and Calum's dad and mom, or stepmom or something,
whatever,
anyway, we're at, so like the stairs and then the railing, so they're on the side of the railing. Yeah. And so we go over to them, and we're like, that was nuts. Lee just saved Lacey's life, like this is insane.
Oh my God.
This bouncer is still like talking to the guy that he drug out at the top of the stairs, and the guy's like, I need my glasses. And the bouncer's like, I will go get your glasses. You stay right here.
Yeah, don't move.
And so he starts going down, and that guy just takes one step up onto like the main step, like just to be like a little prick. Yeah. It was like, okay.
Oh my God.
And so then the bouncer goes down to get his glasses, and something happens between the bouncer and the other dude that's down there right in the doorway. So then the guy at the top of the stairs comes down, and they start wailing on this bouncer. And this bouncer is now being double teamed by these two drunken assholes. And so Calum's dad is like, what the hell? So he pours his beer on the guy, trying to get him to like stop. And so he doesn't. So then he goes down there starts ripping these drunk guys off of the bouncer, and then like gets them like falling back on him. And then they're like they're all the way up at the top of the stairs, basically like fighting each other. And then Calum's dad's wife, I'll have to show you this video. She grabs this kid that's on her husband and rips him off. Like, rips him off like some badass.
It was insane.
It was so crazy. And Flint, like, walked over there as soon as she did that. Because in my head, I'm like, who knows what that drunk guy's going to do? Is he going to get
turn around and cold cock or whatever?
Right. So Flint walks over there, and I was like,
Oh, God.
Right, like, what the fuck is about to happen? And then that guy was like, totally fine. He's like,
damn, lady, you really ripped me off of there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Howdy, man. Thank you so much.
And then the main guy who was having issues or like causing all of the problems was like cooling off or something like that and started walking away. And I think this one guy was like, yeah, dude, like walk away. And he is like sitting next to what it looks like is like his wife or his girlfriend and another girl. And this drunk guy turns around and hits this dude square in the face. And this dude's face didn't even move. It was like,
he hit him in the face and he didn't move?
Yeah, it was like, you'll see it in the video. Like, it's a... And the dude was like, what? So then he tackles the drunk guy straight to the ground, gets him in a chokehold, and it won't let go. The cops come swarming, and they're like, dude, get up. And he's like,
I'm going to kill this guy. He's going to beat him out.
Yes. And then it cools off, and then they put that dude in handcuffs.
Yeah.
But then people, like, the cops start pulling people, trying to get, like, what happened.
Right.
And that dude's like, I did not do anything. He literally just turned around and punched me in the face.
Yeah.
And then we are standing on the sidewalk, and the guy that was with him, the drunken idiot, was like, I know him. We're not really friends, but we know each other. He is a drunken fool and is always looking for a fight.
Take him to jail.
So he's just like an idiot, always looking for a fight.
And that's always good when your friends say that about you.
Right.
And it was my drunk idiot friend.
It was wild. My like heart was pounding a million miles a second. My adrenaline was up.
Jesus Christ.
It was crazy.
You're like, let's go home. Or were you like, let's go do shots?
I was like, I'm kind of amped up.
Yeah.
I was like, in the moment, I was like panicking, but now I'm like, this is fantastic.
Yes. I fucking love when people fight. Just kidding. I don't love it, but that was so cool.
Oh, I'm jingling. Because the only other fight that I have witnessed really was Libby and Cuba.
Erica. Her real name.
Fighting right by our lockers.
That was crazy. Yeah. That was like, get her! Like, we all, like, surrounded them. Yes. And remember the one teacher.
It was Ben.
Right, but he didn't know what to do. And then, like, Trapon, I think, came out and really, like, started to break it up. Because it was down on that end of the hallway.
It was wild.
They were like, what the fuck? And we were like, girl, fight! That was actually the best fight at Ridgeview.
Oh, probably.
By far. Like, I've watched the guys fight at Ridgeview before, and they didn't have shit on Libby punching Erica in the face.
It
was
wild.
Slamming each other into the locker.
Yes, ripping each other's hair, earrings.
That grosses me out.
Yeah, I know, me too. No, but other things that I observed down there is that everyone has mustaches.
Yep.
And everyone also, like, and I'm talking about men, and all of them also have their hair cut where it's, like, 2 inches... Within 2 inches of, like, their ears.
It's called a fade.
It's all shaved. And then up here is, like,
it's called
whatever.
It's called a fade, I think, but then they're just keeping
it. But it's
it
not faded. It's, like, just short and then long. It's, like, a very big mohawk-ish type of looking thing where it's not, like, pointy. It's just, like, it's, like, this is shaved down all the way down. And then all of this is just
long hair.
It's like it was weird. But everyone has mustaches now.
Yeah, it's I don't know what the mustache thing is happening.
I don't know. Greg started it.
Oh, probably.
And then he made it cool.
Yeah. What did my dad just shave? Patrick kept his chops. Last time he shaved his mustache, he kept his chops. I was like, what are you doing? But it's just funny. He just shaved a little bit.
Oh, also, something that was hilarious was on the last night, all of a sudden we started hearing bagpipes. And we were like, what's happening? Look down, and it is someone walking the sidewalk, playing bagpipes, and it's a group of girls all dressed in black, and they were, like, playing, like, a funeral song or whatever. All the girls were dressed in black, and, like, they were all serious, like, walking.
Oh,
and the front said, was wearing a shirt that said something like, here lies my... Like, she was having a divorce party or something.
Oh, my God, yes. That's freaking awesome.
Like, you fucking bagpipes?
You hired someone to play bagpipes for you when you were walking down the sidewalk?
Right, that is hilarious.
Imagine, like, you're just a regular bagpipe player. You play in your bagpipes, you post on Instagram, and you get a message, and you go, it says, hey, my name's Jessica, and I'm getting a divorce, and I think it would be really cool if you would... follow us, actually lead us around the stockyards all night and play the bagpipes for my divorce. Thank you. Goodbye.
It was fantastic. Loved it. And they all were in, like, character.
Oh, my just, God.
Like,
just so solemn.
Yeah, like, just some, like, badass chicks. Just, like,
that's hilarious. I would do that.
I know. I would do some crazy shit like that. Like,
let's not get divorced, but let's do...
You have to get married first.
Well, technically, that's kind of like your life right now.
I just want to say that I'm jingling because I am wearing my parents' wedding rings on a necklace.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I'm going to send my mom's to Kindle. Oh. But I just haven't yet because I'm a little sketched out about sending it in the mail.
Just wait. You're going to see her again.
Yeah, but I also don't want to bring it to, like, Florida... all the way from Illinois in a car and then give it to her when we get on a cruise ship. Yeah. I'm just going to mail it because I also have other stuff that I'm going to mail to her. So it'll just be like a big...
Okay, well, good luck.
Big box. What do you think is going to happen to
it? According to my mom, things get stolen.
The mail system is just not as reliable as it used to be in those Pony Express days.
It's not. People are looking to steal everything.
You're like freaking, what's his name? That rode in on the horse. In the back of the bay. No.
What was his name?
The guy that rode in on the horse said the British are coming.
Yes, what was his name?
John Hancock?
No.
I don't know. But he, that wasn't even the
Wasn't John Hancock the first one to sign the declaration?
I think he just signed it really big.
Oh.
I don't think he was the first one or anything.
Well... Lucky him. Now everyone says his last name is John Hancock.
I think it's funny. Just funny because his last name was Hancock.
Everybody was LOLing about it back then, but they just made it seem like it wasn't funny because it says cop.
That is funny. Haley and I just got back from a fundraiser, chili cook-off fundraiser for St. Mary's, which is the school that Graham goes to. It was really cool.
All the chili was
I didn't really so get to good. Try all of them, which was unfortunate.
Yeah, me and, I use correct grammar, Patrick and your dad and I left you guys by yourselves with your kids and went and tried all of the chilies.
Because then the last hour, you guys had to watch them.
Yeah, we went around and we tried every chili, and then we got our dollars. Which one was your favorite? So there were different for sure, but there was the one that was, I think it was something campfire. Theirs was the best. I liked theirs the best. And then the one next door to them, it was called like your ex's chili or something like that. And they had Tito's and they had made blood. I go, dang, Tito's, like, this has got to be good. He goes, yeah, we needed Bloody Marys this morning. But their chili was a little spicier.
Isn't that funny? It was super good. It's a Catholic.
Oh, yeah, that school's a
fundraiser, and there's, like, beer everywhere.
Flint tried to ask me to tell him Catholic jokes, but all I know is, like, bad ones. But the one that was, like, semi-clean was, like, how do you tell the difference between a Catholic and a Baptist?
What?
A Catholic will say hi to you in the liquor store.
Yeah.
Baptists are not supposed to drink. Mm-hmm. And because the other one's, like, how do you keep a Baptist from drinking all your alcohol? Invite another one. And all the other Catholic jokes were bad. Like, the most calm one, I think, was like, why do they call Catholic priests father?
I don't want to know.
Because calling him daddy would be too obvious.
I hate you.
Yeah, and I won't tell the other ones because they were like really,
I will
really bad.
Say that it was a little chaotic for me.
Dude,
yes. And the volunteers, I volunteered. Like, the way that you read the volunteer list is that, like, each game has a volunteer. And I was at one point the only person standing at the little pre-K game area.
Yeah.
And it got a little chaotic in times. But I wish either they needed to have, like, something, a board up where it was like, this is where everything is. Because there were so many people. Yes, and I just felt like maybe I was just getting overstimulated because I'm like, this is a little chaotic.
Yeah, also your child was overstimulated. Like he
yeah,
just,
both of them.
Well, Graham did fine, but Graham was like
crying
in the beginning.
Yeah, so I think he was like overwhelmed.
Yeah, but then once he figured out what was going on, he was fine. He spent like 20 minutes in that bounce house.
Yeah.
Like you literally, he would bounce, and then he would land on his butt, and then he would just lay on his back. and then he would start rolling, just rolling around,
just living his best life.
Yeah, and then he'd get up and he'd jump and he'd fall down. He'd just lay. Patrick's like, he's gonna make a great professional wrestler because he's so dramatic. When he fell down, he'd just be like,
"We're dead."
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was super funny. Will you turn your phone over? Because I did tell Flint if he needs something to text you.
He can text Patrick. Patrick's out in the wild.
Right. Oh my gosh, you're chugging your drink.
Dude, it's been 30 minutes. I made this at, here, let me check the time of when I made it, like 40 minutes ago. Yeah, I'm not chugging it at all.
No. Should we get into our real topic?
Yeah, should we talk about Britney Spears?
Yes, I want to talk, I want to talk about Britney Spears because I've been going down some really weird, when it was like the free Britney and she was like going through that like conservatorship
13 years.
And so, but like when they were dissolving it, that's when I started like following her again on Instagram. And then it like got weird again. I'm like, I can't watch her go down this spiral of just being insane. So I unfollowed her because I just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And then I read that her book's coming out and she's talking about like the abortion that she had with Justin. Her and Justin.
Yeah, she definitely
shit talked him. That song,
that's really actually about like losing her baby.
And when you watch the music video, you're like,
oh fuck,
oh this my is god, more yeah, than there's I a thought. Baby right there. Like,
yeah,
she hated herself.
Yeah, and which one is it? It's not a. I'm not a girl. I'm not yet a woman. That's not the right one. But it's in that era
of, like, but yeah, yeah. Also, she was only,
look it up,
21 or 22 years old. But I read The Woman in Me. I read the full book. Yes,
and I'm so jealous.
I bought it on Kindle, so I'm sorry I can't lend it to you. But I was afraid that I couldn't get, like, a physical copy.
Right.
But
and it's not on Audible?
Because of course it is. Are you sure?
It might be, but I think the drama was is that it's not her voice reading it, which I'm kind of glad because...
Because her voice is also, like...
there's, like, so... Here's the thing.
Every time.
Yeah. So here's the thing. And, like, pull the... lyrics up.
I guess I need you, baby. And every time I see you in my dreams.
Right, I see your face. It's haunting.
Yeah.
That gave me goosebumps when I heard that.
I make believe that you are here. It's the only way I see clear. What have I done? You seem to move uneasy.
Yes. What the?
I may have made it rain. Please forgive me. My weakness caused you pain. And this song's my sorry. At night I pray that soon your face will fade away.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
Yeah, it doesn't say
like it makes me want to cry.
Maybe 2009-ish,
but it's like so. Here's like why I wanted to talk about her before I knew the book was coming out, and you were gonna just sit down and read it in one day.
Yeah, I think it was the knife videos that really made us want to talk about.
Yes, it was the knife videos, and then it was also the fact that people spend their entire lives obsessed with Britney so much that they create. Conspiracy video, like I went down a TikTok TikTok rabbit hole about how
people
she's
like AI
or how she's AI and she's actually dead and her wedding was fake and well look at her photos and like
the fake wedding stuff was pretty compelling,
right? It was weird.
Yeah, the wedding. If I'm okay, I'm sure the wedding was real, but I'm gonna put it in like air quotes because it was also weird as fuck. Like yeah. It's weird. The rabbit hole always gets me because it's like, you're Britney Spears. Do you not have 4K on your iPhone? Like, why are you grainy? Why do you look like you took it on a cam recorder from 1995? Like, all of her videos are, like, super grainy and
it's
like,
weird about,
quality.
Like, the green screen that her now ex-husband had. Yes. Like, it's all kind of
but
weird.
Do you think that he was a plant for the conservatorship in order to still control her because her dad thought that he was maybe losing control? Because he kind of was. Because in, like, 2016, she went and tried to get her own lawyer and went in front of the judge and was like, this is fucked up. And then the lawyer was like, or the judge was like, sorry about your life or whatever and didn't believe her.
Definitely, because it was also in the conservatorship that she was not allowed to date anyone that wasn't approved.
Yep. He was a plant. I think he was a plant.
And so then, maybe Britney didn't really think about it.
Well, she says in her book that she, like, loves him so much and, like, he's, like, the perfect guy and helps her with her fitness and all this stuff. But at the conclusion that I came to after reading her book is, like, when I very first got into it, I don't know, maybe, like, a quarter of the way through, she's talking about, like, her childhood and, like, Mickey Mouse Club and growing up and stuff. And it's very, very, like, juvenile. It feels like a seventh grader wrote it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Which is, like, fine. It's your memoir
or whatever. But here's
the
thing. Like, she probably didn't sit down and write it. She probably had conversations with a ghostwriter.
I don't know. I think she probably wrote it. And then somebody, like, edited it or whatever and, like, fixed it up. I don't really know how that works. But I think she...
A lot of people like that get ghostwriters so that they just talk about their story. And then the ghostwriter, like...
Well, she says in the book somewhere that she worked on it. Like, she said, I was writing this book. So, I don't know. Whatever that means, it's fine, but...
Yeah.
And then, the further I got into the book, the more I just really feel bad for her, because it's, like, basically... So, she was in the Mickey Mouse Club, and then her mom took her to New York City a bunch of times, and then she decided, like, it just wasn't really for her, and so she spent some time back at home, like, in high school, like, going, you know, hanging out with friends and, like, doing normal high school shit. And then not even high school, like junior high, when she was like 16, that's when Hit Me Baby One More Time came out.
Isn't that wild?
A 16-year-old doesn't know anything about anything.
No.
And so it's like, you're famous as fuck when you're 16, 17, 18 years old, and then you start dating Justin Timberlake, and of course you're in love with him. You're 18 years old. You're so in love. And you've
and
known him.
And he's Justin Timberlake.
Right, and you've known him since you were a kid, and he's like, and she even says, like, they were, you know, they were both kind of experiencing the same things with, like, NSYNC and, like, her career, you know? And so it was, like, this perfect little relationship, but, she kind of smears him a little bit and says, like, she found out, like, he was probably just cheating on her the whole time. And then he was going out and, like, the songs that he wrote were implying that, like, she was a cheater and stuff like that. And
which,
she was
like, Cry Me a River.
Yeah, and she was like, I was not like that. Like, I was head over heels in love with him. I fucking got an abortion because I got pregnant by him, and then he acted like he didn't want the kid.
Yeah.
Like, that was, it was just, it just, the book just got sadder and sadder and sadder the more it went on. Because
I think her life was stolen from her, and she could have been something great. Like, what's annoying is, like, her dad and, like, that,
her dad, that her circle mom, her sister,
was all very much like, if we control her, then we control everything. Money. The money and all of that. When really, it could have been like, if you're just a good human being and helped her succeed and fly, which she could have, then...
I don't think that she had anybody your life that could was have
been,
good.
Your life could have been better than what it is now, probably. She could have been, like... a J-Lo or like something like that. I truly believe, because it's like she went from being like a normal person, like in terms of like how she was acting, things that she was doing, to this weirdo who's doing
shell
these dance,
of a woman,
these dance videos.
Okay, so
and it's like,
so the dance
what
videos,
what are you doing?
So at the end of
and
her
your
work,
makeup, what's happening? Oh, what's happening with your hair?
Well,
I'm confused.
Okay. So I think part of that is that she doesn't trust anybody, which, like, rightfully so.
Right.
She doesn't trust anyone because literally nobody has ever been good in her life besides like one guy. I think his name is Cade, and he's been like her manager-ish or something like that. But basically, like, her mom and dad sold her to TriStar Entertainment and some like weirdo lady that I can't, her name is like escaping me right now, but like I think that her dad met up with TriStar Entertainment and like this woman and probably whoever, and was like, listen, if we can get her to be doing this shit, we can make a ton of money, because her dad was a broke piece of shit alcoholic and then he literally started making a ton of money off of her after they joined this entertainment company. And then okay, I want to say, like, 2003-ish.
Okay.
So she's probably, like, 21, 22 when they start, like, taking over everything and trying to, like, tell her what to do. Because she says, like, at that age, she had a lot of, like, creative liberties and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, everything starts, like, her world starts getting smaller and smaller. The paparazzi, I literally think that the paparazzi need to be in jail over what that they did to Britney. Like, they fucked her up.
Yes, 1,000%. I do not agree with paparazzi.
Oh,
and
my God.
People need to get a life.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I hate, like, I feel like it's so weird how obsessed people are with people's lives daily. I'm fine with whatever they share. That's all. And sometimes I'm like, damn, I wish I knew more. Yeah, but I don't need to see photos of them out on the sidewalk.
No.
I don't care.
No.
Don't care.
And they would, like, I mean, they would be, she couldn't even go anywhere. And then, not to mention, she gets pregnant, has her baby, and then gets pregnant, like, immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
Zero privacy in her life, like, at all. Her husband, Kevin Federline, is trying to become a famous rapper. Do we use the term wigger still? Because that's what that guy is. Yeah. He's a wannabe, I'll say that, though. But, like, so she talks about how, like, when her babies were, like, little, he's trying to, like, become this famous person and all stuff. So she has no support from her husband. Her parents are obviously pieces of shit that just want to make money off of her.
Yeah.
Like, who do you have, then? Who do you have? If your parents are fucked up, your sister's way younger than you and getting pregnant at 16. So, like, obviously things are not going well then. So it just, like, I don't know, probably 2005, 2006... all this is happening. She can't go anywhere without the paparazzi being all up her ass, like,
and being mean.
Yes. Literally asking her, like, why she's so fucked up and, like, why are you being a bad mom? And she's like, get away from me. Like, the one that she tried to hit with the umbrella and she, like, hit his car. She was like, I just freaked out. She's like, me and my friend are sitting in my car and we're trying to leave and these people will not let us leave. And she goes, the only thing I could do was just get out. And I had this weapon, which was an umbrella. And, like, she's like, all I did was hit his car. I just wanted him to get away from me. She's like, I didn't think about hitting him. Like, I just wanted him out and, like, away from me. And I can only imagine.
And I, like, now I understand, like, the head shave.
Yes.
She and was so, tired of being like...
She was like, fuck you all. Yeah. I don't want anything to do with anybody.
You just keep saying I'm crazy? Fine. Yep. I'm going to be crazy.
I'm crazy. Let me be with my kids and do whatever I want. They were pushing her to like keep going on these tours. Like, yeah. And she's like, what I want is for my husband to not be in the studio smoking weed and trying to make hit records. I want him to be home with me taking care of my kids.
Yeah.
And then I can move on and still like, she basically at the age of like 25 was like, I already did it. I already did the thing. Yeah. I've been doing this since I was 16. I'm the most famous pop. I'm the princess of pop already. Yeah. And I'm not even like 25. I've got two kids. I just want my husband to be home with me. Mm-hmm. And like, that's what I want. I want to like raise my kids and live my life. Yeah. And you can, and she was, like, the saddest part is she was happy for K-Fed. She was like, I love that you want to, like, I will support you in your dream because I got to live my dream and I'm, like, become, you know, I'm a famous pop star. I want you to be a famous rapper if you want to be a famous rapper.
Yeah.
But he was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And so then.
That's unfortunate.
The head shave, and then K-Fed took her kids away from her.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time that she would, like, drop her kids off with him. She didn't know if she was going to get them back.
That's Can wild. You
imagine? These
Of course babies, she's going to be.
Babies. Like, they weren't even, like, 2 years old yet. And they're only, like, 13 months apart or something crazy. Yeah. So, like, she was having these freak-out moments whenever she would have to, like, people would be coming. And also, it's just, like, her security. Just, like, picking up the kids to take to K-Fed's house. And that one time, she freaked out and took the youngest one and, like, hid in the bathroom. And they had to, like... call the cops and stuff, but she was she was like, I just wanted another moment with my child. Like, I just knew that if I let him go, I probably wasn't going to see him again. And turns out, she was pretty much right. Because then shortly after, when she shaved her head and stuff, her dad went to court, put her under that conservatorship, which was not only the conservatorship of her, but also her estate.
Yeah.
Which meant all of her money and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he could tell her when to eat, what to eat, like, literally...
Every medication, single, like...
They were tracking when she was going to the bathroom at the recording studio. Can you fucking imagine that? Like, you have a person that's sitting there writing down on a piece of paper every time you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, it's wild.
It's, like, it's also, like mentally, she's getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine.
There was trying to get her better. It was work this horse to the ground.
Yeah.
Just see what we can do while we have this control. But again, it's like, if you would have just been good people, she would have raised her kids and then probably come back.
Yeah. That's what she wanted to. I mean, she was like, I just wanted to be a mom for the moment. But like, I still loved making music and like going to the studio and stuff.
But now I feel like she's too far gone.
I know, but I
which is unfortunate because it's like, stop fucking making these stupid videos and stop being like, please fix your hair, please stop. Why does it look like you just slept in your mascara and it's just like dragged down here? I'm just confused on why you don't want to be put together or like, I don't know.
I don't think
like,
she has any friends. I don't think she has any friends. I don't think, because I don't think she trusts anybody, probably rightfully so, but I don't think literally anybody is like, even also, if you're trying to tell her something, she's probably like, oh my God, fuck you. Like, people have been trying to tell me what to do since I was 25 or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucked up. I don't know. I think the videos are her way, and she says it in the book, like, now that she can, like, freely post on Instagram and, like, do whatever she wants, it's her way of, like, expressing her art.
Yeah.
Quote, or whatever, you know? And she says a couple times that, like, she regressed herself back into a child because it's, like, especially under the conservatorship where she's, like, you're not going to let me do what I want, and so now I'm going to act like a child because you're treating me like a child.
Yeah.
And so that would make her, like... Yeah, I can't even imagine the psychological of, like...
effect of all of
that. I want to eat a candy bar, and they're, like, no. And it's, like, I am a 35-year-old woman. I can eat a candy bar.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what's sad? I wonder what, like, her kids think. If my kids saw me posting weird videos like that, they would be like, God damn, my mom's so fucking weird. I don't want to see her. I don't want to be around her. That's weird.
But could you imagine?
It's embarrassing. Like,
basically your whole entire life, your mom was owned by her dad, by your grandpa.
Right. That's why I'm, like, curious to think, like, I wonder what's going on in their kids' head.
I just hope, like, what I really want is her to go on, like, Instagram Live and be like, everybody, I'm fine. I'm doing this and I like it. it's weird. You're welcome. I like being naked. Here's my ass. And then her just, like, flash her tits and show her butthole and then, like, end the live. Like, I just want...
Yeah.
Like, I don't... I think that's why
we're all... When's the last time someone saw her?
This is a good question because I was thinking about that when I was reading the book. Wasn't she just on something? She was on The Voice, but that was like 2012 or whatever.
It's been well, obviously people saw her when she was going like in and out of court for like her conservatorship, which was what, a year ago at this point.
Look at her ring light, just living its own life over there, changing the vibes.
It is, or it's Brittany. Oh. Brittany's with us Brittany. Because she's not alive anymore.
Yeah, let me get some of those dowel rods or whatever they're called. What are those rods called that paranormal people get and they like cross each other or whatever?
I don't know.
Yeah, anyways.
No, I wonder.
I love you, Brittany, if you're listening to the Midwest Happy Hour right now.
She knows us.
Turn the power button on. There you go. Now, now push that. Push it one more. Yes. Oh, no. Okay, there you go. Thank you, ring light. This
give episode, us your ring light recommendations, people.
This episode brought to you by the $25 ring light that we bought off Amazon like a year ago.
No, but I can you look up when's the last time Britney was caught out in public?
Britney Spears in public.
Because that is interesting because like when you do look, like there was a photo of like her and Sam.
Yeah.
And
Hassam.
And they were saying how look in his sunglasses, there's no her. And, like, the reflection of, like, the camera that's angled at them or whatever.
But what about the pictures that she posted on Instagram where she was out and about with people? Here she is driving her car on August 16th without her wedding ring. Does that count?
I don't know.
Why?
She gonna... I kind of hope that she does, like, a PR...
She's doing, like, late night food runs. What's this one? Here's E! Online. That was a while ago, I think. But also, people are talking about her teeth. And I think, like...
Yeah, why are they are talking about her teeth? Are
retainer girly?
So, like... Okay, so the whole thing is that when she opens her mouth like this...
And her bottom teeth don't show.
And her bottom teeth don't show. Do you see mine?
I think that you're just on TikTok too much. No, you can't see, like, the rest of them.
But they're, like, trying to compare how she used to do that early on. You always saw her bottom teeth, and now you don't. But I'm, like, I'm confused.
That was all the way back in January when they saw her in Vegas, and that guy accidentally, like, hit her in the face. Remember that? That basketball player or something? She, like, runs up to him and taps him on the back and hit her, or his, like, bodyguard, like, backhands her, and she's like, what the fuck?
Poor Brittany.
But that was in January. But I want to say that, hold on, let me see what my notes have. Oh, yeah. So she was literally, so I did write that down. That's true. She was 16 in 1998 when Baby One More Time came out. Like, can you fucking imagine being 16 and you have, like, the number one hit single in the world?
And you know what's also wild that I think about? Like, I wonder when her persona became that, because there's video of her singing at a younger age, and her voice is amazing and wild. So why did they change it?
To make her sound more.
Yeah.
Hit me baby one more time.
Yes.
Smile on my ass.
It's because you look, it's because men like little girls. I don't know.
I mean, that's accurate. Like the.
Also, what do you think about MK Ultra? Maybe she got MK Ultra'd. Like the rest of the Mickey Mouse Club dudes and dudettes.
So elaborate on that because I generally know what you're talking about. But... Okay.
They also put her on lithium when she was in the mental asylum back in the day, which was not good at all. Lithium, it like basically turns you into a pile of goo.
Yeah.
But anyways.
So Kanye West talked about that.
About lithium?
Because
he's bipolar.
So he was put on it.
Yeah.
And then they put him on a high dose and he was like, guys, this is too high. Like it's fucking me up.
Yeah.
And so he refused to take it anymore.
And then that's
when he was like, you guys are trying to turn me into Britney Spears and I'm not doing this.
Oh.
Like there's a video of him talking about like, look at Britney. Like that's what they do.
Yeah. They just, and then that's the conservatorship. Like every time she would go nuts, they would put her in asylum.
And they always created the narrative that he's crazy. He's psycho. He says, which he does. He says really outrageous things for sure. But he also is aware that like, if
he's not medicated,
if he's going to be he has to be medicated properly. Like, right. He is in control of what he takes and what he's going to right. do.
And she was not in control.
And she was not. So now she's like,
yeah, fucked up. Yeah. Yeah. Also, whenever they were locking her up for like 30 days at a time or whatever, they were, they would tell her, like, you need to go to this hospital or this facility or you will not be able to see your kids. Yeah. And so she would go, okay. And then she would get scheduled visits with the kids because she was just afraid that she would never be able to see her kids again. And so she would just comply. Can yeah. you fucking imagine that?
No, having kids? No, I could not imagine that. It's completely wild.
But
how do you have the right? How do you have the right to destroy someone's life like that?
It's called a
How do you look at your kid and say, yep, I'm putting you through all of this for money?
Yeah.
Because, well, I don't care.
Her dad was paying himself $16,000 a month, just like on top of everything, as well as paying off a lot of the people that he got to, like, you know, TriStar. I think it's TriStar Entertainment are the ones that, like, took her over, basically. Everybody was making money off of her.
Yeah.
I think I read that she wrote in her book that the, what was the big one? Whatever tour it was, Circus, I think it was, made $160 million, and she didn't see shit out of that. Where did that money go? It right in her fucking family's pocket. She said she would call her mom, like, especially during COVID, she would, like, call her mom and be like, what are you guys doing? And they'd be like, we're going to the beach house. And she would be like, yeah, the one that I fucking bought you guys.
Yeah.
And they just wouldn't invite her, like, or she wasn't allowed. Like, if her dad said she couldn't go, she couldn't fucking go. She bought them a beach house in Florida yeah. and then was not allowed to go to it. Like, they wouldn't let her ride jet skis and shit like that. Like, literally, she couldn't do anything unless her dad said it was okay. Fucked up.
Yeah, that is
but
really
MK Ultra was yeah. Like designed and undertaken by the CIA from 1953 to 1973. That's on the books. But what they did was they used LSD and like other drugs
to control them, essentially.
Yeah, basically it was mind control. And there's a lot of people that like said that they volunteered for it and were part of it, including the Unabomber. And, like, I mean, it's a whole list of stuff. A lot of people that ended up being really fucking problematic.
Yeah.
But they said, like, in the thing, or on the Wikipedia is where I got it from, that they were testing in colleges and universities, hospitals, prisons, and pharmaceutical companies. And I'm like, that includes child stars. I'm 100% sure that they were trying to, like, indoctrinate the children. Like, hey, these child stars, like, these parents... like give their kids away to go yeah. be famous on whatever. I'm sure yeah. that they were like, yeah, go ahead and experiment on them. Like give them whatever you want and trying to do this like creepy mind oh, control. Yeah.
If you're like the parents with kids that are in things like that, that's what you're doing. Like you don't care. Like you're yeah. like, I don't want to lose this spot. Cause yeah. they would probably say either get your kid off the screen if you're not going to yep. let us do this.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
The entertainment industry is yeah. disgusting.
That's what I was going to say.
It is so disgusting. It's disturbing. There's so much that we don't know.
Yeah. And just like the fact of somebody looking at your kid and going like, eh. And it's yeah. like, shut up. Like, who even are you?
They don't have it.
Yeah. Like, whatever, dude. They don't have it. What? They're like five. It's the Mickey Mouse Club.
Right.
Relax.
And it's like, again, like, so Britney's 16, singing a song, Hit Me Baby One More Time, and it's
and
like...
And she's in her schoolgirl outfit. Yes. And, like, in the way she talks in the book, too, about how, like, she really did love it. Like, she wanted to do that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, is that not fucked? Should nobody have been like, hey, this is a little fucked up?
Right. You're
like, 16. You're 16. I don't need you to be parading around in a school outfit.
As and, like, a parent, I would say... No, let's do something more like this.
Right. Less sexualized. I don't know.
If you want to be like sexy when you're past 18,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
You go be sexy and you go do your thing. However, you're a child and I don't need grown men looking or watching your music videos.
Be like, ooh.
That 16-year-old.
It reminds me of like when we went to see Spring Breakers.
Have you ever seen that one?
Oh my God, yeah.
I love that movie.
It's so fucked up. I think I've only seen bits and pieces, but I know like Selena Gomez is in it.
Yeah, and James Franco. Yeah. He's an alien.
Yeah.
I love him.
I love James Franco, even though he's problematic.
A piece of shit, yeah.
Is he though? Because he hasn't been like convicted of anything.
Well,
he's just like a womanizer, and he like he came out about it. Like,
I use
like,
piece of shit too generally,
right? And he's like, yes, I enjoy sex. I'm a sexaholic.
I'm a womanizer. yeah, like how could I judge him when like I took my dad to the Tilted Kilt for his birthday because I know he loves objectifying women. like when we went to see Spring Breakers, we do a thing sometimes where we like don't look at a preview, we'll just like pick a movie and go watch it, and that was what we did with Spring Breakers. And we were asking the people like at the movie theater, we're like, is this a good one, you know? And they're like, oh, we don't really know, like none of us have seen it, but a lot of older men have been coming to see it during the day by themselves. And we're like, what? And then we go watch it, and it's these like college girls, like these 18-year-old girls, yeah, like being naked and like having sex and going on spring break and stuff. And it's like, ew, like
be ashamed. I wonder how many people were masturbating in there.
Ew, I hate it. Like, fucking be ashamed of yourself every once in a while, would you?
It's so weird. So I think about like, we talk, Flint and I talk a lot about Jovi.
Oh my God, 90 Day Fiancé.
And how he's so obsessed with strip clubs.
Oh my God.
And it's like,
did you watch that episode?
This is insane.
Yeah, please, let it go.
And how he like wants to beat up Ed on the boat.
Did you notice the shirt that he was wearing was from the strip club?
No.
The tank top says like whatever dance lounge. Like it's a fucking strip club.
It is weird. I feel so sorry for Yara. Because I would feel the same way. Am I not pretty enough? Am I not putting out enough? Am I not doing enough for you?
Even, like, tried. She even was like, take me to your fancy strip club. Like, I don't know. Yes. I'll figure it out.
Yes. And then she tried and she was like, okay, this is fun.
He deserved that slap so much.
He did. Oh, and the fact that he just hasn't learned from it. Obviously, he goes to strip clubs all the time.
Okay, so I read a theory online that the reason. So, did you see the episode where they talked with his mom?
Yeah.
And so it came out that he got an offer for a job closer to home, but he didn't take it. And he tried to, like, do this cockamamie bullshit where he was like,
I wouldn't have been happy. It would have been an office job.
And I wouldn't have seen you as often because I would have been in the office 8 to 5 instead of, like, having all this time off. And it was you cheat on your wife when you're gone to other countries.
Yeah.
Don't lie. Like, that's you being like, I don't want to give up my sweet lifestyle where I'm away from my family for months at a time. And I go to as many strip clubs as I want.
And he probably touches, and he probably and does I saw inappropriate too. Things. And so, I 1,000% believe that.
So when he was texting that stripper in Key West or whatever, somebody like commented on a post online and was like, 100% he was just looking for coke. He's like, or they were like,
he's trying to have a good time.
Yeah, he wasn't like texting her to see if she was like working. He was texting her to be like, if you're here, I can probably like get coke off of you, and then we can like have a really good time at the strip club. Yeah. Not that he needed her to like go to the strip club, but he was like, if I have a connection here, I'm gonna like be able to get us some coke.
Like, wild. But like, so like going back to like grown men going just like fantasize about Britney or like the Spring Breakers or whatever, it's like also the same thing goes in my head about strip clubs and like men going to strip clubs. And Flint is like, I agree, like I don't understand, like it's dirty. Like, it's gross.
It's gross
that you're, like, so committed to going to these strip clubs to have a good time, to see these women's vaginas and their boobs and their face.
Like, I don't like the vagina
part. I'm sorry.
Part.
I'm like, I could not imagine Flint going and doing that on a regular basis and, like, me being okay with it. I would have self-esteem issues.
Like, daddy's going to the strip club again, boys. Like, it's time to have movie night.
Yeah.
You
know, yes.
Daddy's up like, there watching the dancers.
Like, I'm just... Am I not pretty enough? Am I not doing the things that you like? Am I not?
I don't think Patrick's ever been like without me. Because that's the, also, if you're a guy in a relationship with a girl and you don't take her to the strip club, fuck you. Because you don't know how to have a good time anyways, obviously. Even if, well, although if your woman doesn't want to go and they say it's fine that you can go, whatever. Whatever your relationship is, that is fine. But if you are in a relationship and you're a girl and you don't mind, go to the strip club, because it is way more fun to be a girl at the strip club than it is a guy, because the girls, like, you can tell they just, like, feel more comfortable, and they, like, want to have a good time with you.
Yeah.
And so, it's, in my experience, other people, men, in the strip club get, like, annoyed when, like, a girl like me walks in, because I'm, like, having fun and having a good time, so then the stripper's, like,
give less attention
yeah.
to like the other dudes, and they're like
the old truckers like, that are in there. Yeah, like at Kappa. Like,
that one girl, it wasn't Kappa, I think it was a Silver Bullet in Champagne, and it was this older woman. I mean, she had to be like close to 60 probably. Mm-hmm. And she fucking had literally the softest boobs that I've ever felt in my whole entire life. It was so much fun. I was like, these are nice. Like, and she just like brought her boobs over to me and like right. put them in my hands. And then she was like, I like motorboated, and I was like, they're so soft and they smell good. She was like, I love you. She was gonna like kiss me on the lips, and I was like, no, I don't want herpes accidentally or something. So, thank you.
No, but I just don't understand the thrill of it, or like the
yeah.
Go weird. Go have drinks with your boys and have fun. But right. like, why do you want?
Let's go to the strip club.
Let's get lap dances. It's like Jovi is addicted to that like sexual feeling.
Yes,
and like, but not crossing that line. Like that's what right. he's obsessed with. Like,
but I do like, think he's I'm crossing. Not, I think he's. I think that's why he works abroad, because he's fucking around.
Yeah,
I just have a sneaky.
And I
suspicion.
Don't understand how he's able to do that.
I want Yara, if you're listening,
right?
Go I'm get tag that. Him. Yeah, go get that freaking house or apartment in Prague.
Yeah,
spend time it. With your mom. I mean,
do like, it. He's so rude. He's so rude and controlling.
Get that pacifier mouth, like, Louisiana crawfishy motherfucker.
Why does he get to do whatever the F he wants to, but he gets mad when Yara does anything?
And she's stuck in the swamp. Yeah. Could you imagine? You, like, I bet her life in the Ukraine was amazeballs. Yeah. And then, like, I mean, Ukraine, sorry about your life right now. I know there's shit going on. Mm-hmm. But, like, Prague, honestly, Europe seems great.
Yeah.
I bet it's 10 times better than Louisiana.
Yeah, saying. Probably.
After being in Louisiana one time for 3 days, I guarantee you that Europe is 10 times better
probably
than Louisiana.
No, oh my gosh, it's true.
Yeah.
And do we have anything else on Britney Spears? Anything else besides that? Wait, so why do you think all the children actors are
child stars? I think because it's, they're vulnerable. Children are vulnerable anyways.
Yeah.
And these child stars.
Yes, they are. That's a, thank you for saying that.
Okay. And so these parents that want their children to be famous are willing to go.
Oh yeah, we talked about that. Guys,
they're willing to go the extra mile and do, they're willing to put their children in positions that are probably not like okay.
Yeah.
And so I think that child stars like in particular are probably preyed upon. Mm-hmm. I mean, as shown, like literally you can watch videos of that mm-hmm. creepo fuck from Nickelodeon. Dan Schneider, I think. Like, there's,
yeah.
like, literally videos of him being a weirdo fuck in, on, like, Victorious and, like,
iCarly.
iCarly, yeah. Like, he was, like, obsessed with feet and, like, weird. Like,
yeah.
And so, can you imagine what was actually going on with that guy that we don't, like,
yeah.
we didn't see or we don't know? So, okay, like, if Britney Spears is, like, 7 on,
Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, I was going to say Barney, not Barney. But is that like an 8 to 5? Like, you probably drop your kid off, they go to yeah. work, and then you like pick them up. You're probably not just like sitting there the whole yeah. entire time. And so it's like, who knows what is happening
yeah.
in those hours? And you can be manipulated. You're a child.
Yeah. And if you're a parent, then you are
responsible.
Like, yes, you're responsible. And if you don't realize, like, if you're not paying enough attention, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What like, the fuck just, are you doing? You're just being naive because you want to be naive.
I think you want money. And I think that you're a weirdo. And you're, like, I think that parents that want their children to be famous are also weird. It's, yeah. like, the same people that want to be on, like, 90 Day Fiancé and stuff.
You think it's weird, yeah.
Yeah, like, you're weird. Why do you want to be on TV? You're already weird. Like, it's right. already.
But I feel like if I was, like, in the 90 Day Fiancé realm, I would love it. I'd be like, yes, sign me up.
But you want to be on, like, Real Housewives and stuff, too.
I don't think I want to be on Real Housewives because that is, like, really drama.
What is 90 Day Fiancé?
It's drama, but my drama can be, like, just trying to get him over to America.
No. Just because it's a different country, then it's okay because it's not yeah. actually, like,
I guess
real
I could
life.
Be. I could be a Real Housewife. I would just, like, refrain from being in the drama, and I'd be, like, the...
They would create... You can't be yeah, in the Real Housewives.
So they would say, never mind.
That's why those people are on those shows, because they go, we're going to create fake storylines, and we need you to
build this up and like build be really dramatic.
Or like someone in the crew will say like, hey, I heard someone said so-and-so and it's not true. And then they'll create drama that way.
Oh, it's shit.
Wild. But then like going into the show, you know, you have to be like, okay, if I have a thought, I have to say it out loud. If I have.
Right.
Like, even if it's like. Something like you said something that annoyed me. I'd have to like
say it.
I would have to be, like, even though it's not a big deal. Like I would drama. Have to be a dick and be like, yeah, Haley had to
and
say
then,
blah, blah.
And then you would watch it, and then you'd be,
yeah, and then they show me, and then I come out and I go, hey, Lacey, I heard you said that I was annoying after five glasses of wine the other night. Wow, how could you?
Right,
and exactly. You would be like,
I don't want this anymore. Yeah. Right, it's like you're like. What I like hate about The Real Housewives, I like it because I like to see like the lifestyle and like the trips that they go on.
Yeah.
And I like to see the fun. Right. I'm over seeing the drama.
Which is so funny. Because I'm because sure people like, don't watch Real
I'm
Housewives.
I'm over but. Like seeing like the stupid fights that continue on. And it's like, and I can also see where they push it and they're just right. Trying to create something out of nothing. And it's right. Like, please stop.
Oh my god,
that was nothing.
I don't
please move on. It's you're not like, a real human. You're being over dramatic right now, and you're just trying to create a storyline, and you're trying to stay relevant. And I get that because this is a paycheck for you. However, like,
yeah,
this is not.
So this just popped into my head. Jersey Shore, like also another great reality show that we love.
Yes, and I just saw a great clip of Vinny and
Ronnie. Aw, love it.
But, no, Steve. Vinny was like calling him out, but
oh, good, good. Yeah, I haven't watched the new
me
season
either.
Yet.
But I watched this. This had to have been from the new season because Ronnie came back.
Yeah,
which I want to watch it because I want to see like what happened with Sammy and Ronnie and like
yeah,
because
they brought Sammy
actually,
back
like
too.
Happened. But yes. Sorry, you can say what you want to say, but yeah, really quickly, yeah. Vinny's basically like, dude, I like am someone I need to see. Actions for a long period of time. He's like,
just because you're good.
He's
today.
Like, Mike, how I didn't talk to you for many years. And Mike was like, yeah, I know I didn't. And Vinny was like, but then you started proving yourself.
Yeah.
And you did well for like a year or two. And then I brought you back into my life.
Yeah.
He's like, Ronnie, that's what I am going to need from you. Like, well, this apology is great. However,
it's not going to just be that.
We are not the same. Yeah. You can't just come back in here.
Yeah.
I don't want this in my life.
So I love Jersey Shore now because they're also like grown up.
Yes.
But back in the day, we used to have Jersey Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And I used to get pissed off at my mom because she would call it like scripted. And yeah. She would be like, it's so scripted. And they're like, they're trying to push. And I'd be like, Mom, these people are not smart enough to like read a script. Like, what are you talking about? But now I get it. Whereas like after watching like 90 Day Fiance, like mm-hmm. those Real Housewives shows and stuff, it's they create shit to like stir stuff up.
Yeah.
And I think that's what she was saying. Not that it's really like scripted, but they will go like,
they'll
I'm
make
sure,
something out of nothing.
Yeah. Like production was like, hey, Jenny and Snooki, wouldn't it be funny if you wrote a note?
Yes.
Sammy. Or they didn't even write. They were like, Ron, was that?
Yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But yes, for sure. I think, yes, stuff like that for
yeah,
sure happens.
It's a little bit
like, we need to stir the pot a little bit. We need to do something.
We can't just have these 22-year-olds trying to, like, unalive themselves every weekend with alcohol.
See, and that's the other thing that I'm kind of over. And what is what I've been noticing is little by little, Real Housewives, like, here or there from, like, different areas, like, there'll be one in the group that doesn't drink anymore. Ugh. And, like, so Kyle Richards, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she's been, like, a little over a year, hasn't drank at all.
Yeah.
And, I mean, but she's also been on the show from the beginning.
Oh, wow.
So, like, but what makes the show is, like, it causes, it causes alcoholism.
Oh,
it causes, man. Like, because it's like, oh, we're at a social event, right. We drink, and it's, they have to film, like, it's a job.
Right,
you
right.
have to film together, you have to create parties, you have to create trips, you have to create all the stuff, and it kind of creates, like, people drinking in excess, and that's where a lot of the drama and a lot of the stories happen.
Yeah.
But, so she stopped, and then another Real Housewives from OC, she stopped for now a couple of years.
Good.
She also got a DUI.
So, like,
that'll make you stop drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, I just am over, I feel like also, like, pushing the narrative, like, pushing the drinking.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's like, wish they'd be like, hey, I understand this is creating good TV, but I don't, like, don't let this ruin your life.
It's like the last resort. Free alcohol, and, yes. Like, they're doing it on purpose. Every time there's been a fight on 90 Day, yeah. They're all fucked up.
Yes.
Like, or when, Was there a fight that night, or was it just Kelly and Molly, like, when that whole thing happened around the fire, and mm-hmm. Oswelu, like, showed his wiener and mm-hmm. butthole to everybody,
yeah.
And then, like, Kalani and Oswelu, like, we're drunk, yeah. So we need to go back to the hotel room.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you guys are all hammered, that's the point.
Right.
Like, that's why there's, like, weird shit going on right now. Oh,
yeah.
Also, drinking and stuff, I watched the Beer Olympics 2023, which is, like, old news. It happened in, like, April or whatever. Which is, I only watched it because Kendall said that somebody said Hardy and his wife. Oh yeah, we never did that. Maybe you can make like a separate unboxing video.
Okay.
Hardy and his wife were like on coke on that bit on during the whatever. Kendall's like, there's clips of Hardy and his wife being on coke, and I'm like, I'm gonna watch it.
Are they?
Which I couldn't find any evidence of it really. Also, I'm pretty bad of a judge of like, you're on drugs for sure.
Right.
But. It was fun to watch. Like, Nibbling was there.
I feel like I'm a good spotter.
Yeah, probably. Like, Taylor Lewin and...
actually, no, I'm not, because my mom hid it for me.
That's true. Yeah.
But I thought, in my defense, I thought that was prescription medicine, so... Right. Like, I'd be used to that.
But, it was the Bussin' with the Boys crew, and they have the Beer Olympics at their house, and it was so much fun to watch. Pat Truck. Oh my god, it's 3:20 already. It was fun to watch, except at the end, everybody, because it's games, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're playing games.
Yeah.
And so then everybody starts to get, especially their football players, mm-hmm. and they start to get rowdy, and they get pissed when mm-hmm. they start losing, and then they're drunk, they're being like, you fucking cheated, and like, I'll beat your fucking ass, and I was like, this is getting so much, like, cringe into yeah. it, you know? Like, yeah. it was like, you can see why this is maybe not a great idea. But right. I'm sure that afterwards, everybody was like, that was a great time.
I love it. I think a lot about, like, alcohol and also sporting events and how people, like, will just fight each other because yeah. they're drunk and they're mad that their team is losing or whatever.
Or in a basement bar at the Fort Worth Stockyards.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, just babe, mad. Come do a cameo.
No.
Just say hi. You look cute.
Hi.
Okay. You didn't go get Lacey's husband?
You
text
me.
Okay.
Call me.
Fine. Good. Good. He said it might take him a while to walk here.
He
shrugged his shoulders. Love it. Okay.
Should we wrap it up? Yeah, we can wrap it up.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Let's wrap it up
again for another episode.
Let's talk about our intro.
Okay.
Okay.
Yay.
Goodbye, everyone.
Love
cheers.
You. Cheers.
You're welcome, Greg. I drink again.
You're welcome.
People do listen, still. Goodbye.
To you, obviously. So keep drinking.